You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on January 1st, 2013. As we anticipate the next big thing in the use of new media and emerging technologies to support HIV/AIDS and other healthcare efforts, we've asked experts and thought leaders across the federal and private sectors to predict the trends to watch for in 2013. Here's what we heard them say. Together we will declare and encourage change. As called for in the New Media Declaration, more and more individuals and organizations will declare that new media and emerging technologies are critical in helping them to connect, create, listen, learn, and engage, and will ask their stakeholders or clients for ideas on how new media and emerging technologies may help extend the reach of their HIV/AIDS programs. We will encourage use of mobile apps and responsive design. The Digital Government Strategy states that federal agencies should provide content to the American people and an increasingly mobile workforce anytime, anywhere, and on any device. In 2012, we saw an increase in responsive design, including in our own website and blog, as well as an increase in the development of smartphone apps. In 2013, agencies and organizations will continue to grow in their understanding of apps and responsive design. There will also be more apps to track health. In 2013, people will increase their connection to their health through the use of mobile apps such as the I Stay Healthy app for people living with HIV, which allows users to track medications, set reminders, and chart the effects of HIV treatment on their health. While social gaming, smartphones, and wearable devices, or miniature electronic devices worn on the user's wrist or other parts of the body, have been around for years, these devices and health information will be increasingly tied into social networks, and more people will compete to see who can walk the most steps, drop the most pounds, or otherwise meet their health goals. A picture and an infographic will be worth 1,000 words. In 2012, there was an astounding growth in the use of photo sharing and social networking tools such as Instagram and Pinterest. In 2013, agencies and organizations will increasingly put a face to their messages by sharing photos and images. They will also continue to explore infographics to share information. Information is personal. As virtual workspaces become just as crowded as physical spaces, it's critical to ensure that our communication efforts are targeted and easily accessible to the populations we're trying to reach. Data is king or queen. In 2013, we'll see individuals, agencies, organizations, and companies increasingly using data to drive strategy and make decisions, both on personal and organizational levels. AIDS.gov would like to thank Prudence Goforth, the Web Communications and New Media Director at the Department of Health and Human Services, Vinton Jones, Communications and Education Manager at the National Black Gay Men's Advocacy Coalition, Oriel Gutierrez, Editor-in-Chief at PAWS Magazine, Miguel Gomez, Director of AIDS.gov, and all the others who shared their thoughts to help us develop these trends for 2013. And from everyone at AIDS.gov, we wish you a very happy new year. And please visit blog.aids.gov to tell us your ideas for things to watch in 2013.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at AIDS.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.